Hat and Heels for Imar Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imar.com.au.
He's been very patient, Chris Nelson. He's in the studio with us, but we've got a quick T20 World Cup update. Catch all the action with KO Minis. They're fabulous, the KO Minis. You just get the condensed highlights. It's great stuff. So as we know, Australia just belted Bangladesh, rolled Bangladesh for 73, Zampa 5 for 19. He was brilliant. And the Aussies just cruised with 82 balls to spare, 2 for 78. So Finch starting well, and then Marsh just clubbed them at the end. The other game, Sri Lanka, 3 for 189, beat the West Indies. So they've had a shocking time. They're gone. But we do have the West Indies last, and you know they're dangerous, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
On their day. And tonight, it's New Zealand, Namibia. New Zealand have been great. India have been up and down against Scotland. You've got to think that New Zealand, India win those two. So that's what you'll see tonight on the T20 World Cup exclusive to Fox Cricket, available on KO. On racing, you're going to see a lot. You've got Sunny Coast tonight. You've got Eagle Farm tomorrow. Queensland is your place to race this year. Chris Nelson's in the studio. Good morning, mate. You've been very patient.
I know. I haven't said a word. I've been very, very quiet sitting here watching the professionals in action. You wouldn't think this, Pat, but November the 20th, is the start of the Summer Racing Carnival in Queensland. Yeah, we've actually got a listed race next week, the Keith Nowd, and then we go to the Sunshine Coast for the Mooloolaba Bar Cup, and away it goes.
Why isn't he in the carnival?
Well, I don't know. That's a strange one. It's a listed race, yet it doesn't start till the week after, officially. But as far as I'm concerned, it starts next week.
So what's he doing? He's apprenticeship now, is he? He was one of the great Keith Nowd.
Working his way into it. Well, now, tonight, Sunshine Coast, Chris, these fields look quite
big. They're a lot bigger than I thought they'd be after the busy week that we've had and all the meetings that we have had. And I think there's a couple of good bets on the card too.
Yep.
Race 4, number 4, Deep Tempest for Van Dyke and Maloney. One start was a very good run. Ran on from the back of the field over 1,200 metres, gets to 1,400 metres, and this is not a strong race. So race 4, number 4, Deep Tempest. And we'll hook straight into the next race. Race 5, number 14, Vital Source for Chris Munson. Larry Cassidy, who we've got as a special guest on the Punter's Mate this morning.
Righto.
Larry rides this one very well, up to 1,400 again, similar to the previous race with Deep Tempest. Big winner here, two starts back. Towed them up, won by 3 lengths over 1,200 running away. Went to Ipswich and ran well there on a track that doesn't really suit its pattern. But tonight, 1,400 metres on the spacious Sunshine Coast track will be very, very hard to beat. So race 4, number 4, and race 5, number 14 tonight.
Now, headquarters tomorrow.
Now, this is a Mark Braybrooks special multi, this one. He will be all over this. There are two absolute morals on paper. I know things don't always pan out, but if races are run on paper, but they are very, very short. Race 2, number 1, Go Wonji, and race 4, number 6, Shamaton. They're both around $1.40, $1.45. Look, they can get out, these horses, but just the small fields, there's not a lot of opposition. That's why they're so short, and they should both be winning. So that's your multi, 2, number 1, 4, number 6. Later in the day.
Vaporising is against that thing.
Yeah, Vaporising is the stablemate of Shamaton, but I think Shamaton's just a little bit better of a horse at this stage.
All right.
Race 6, number 2, Ligulate for Andrew Mellion, I think it's got its hoof right on the till, 1,350 metres last time, ran on strongly, gets to 1,500 on a track that he does like, Eagle Farm, and there's sufficient pace there to help him out because he settles back in the field and comes with a big run. So race 6, number 2, Ligulate, into, well, the next one, should I say, race 7, number 9, Nikki's Spirit for Steph Thornton and Tony Gollan. Nikki's Spirit's been in great form. Steph's been on the last two wins, Ipswich and the Sunny Coast. I think we'll get a good run from that gate number 2, and we'll finish too strongly for them. So Nikki's Spirit, race 7, number 9. So a tough day to find value with the small fields. So we'll have to multi those first two up and then back the others. The Blast Race is probably the best race of the day. Very open race, probably 4 or 5 chances. Go wide in your quaddies.
Steph was tipping Nikki's.
Was she?
That was one of her
excellent.
Better.
Good to hear. Yeah, I think she's going very well. And look, she was a very promising mare or filly earlier on, and she's went off the boil a little bit, but she really has hit her straps this campaign. So no reason she can't get away with that race tomorrow. Where else can I go for you?
There's a couple of shorties at Flemington tomorrow, isn't there?
Yes, there are.
Zaki, Nature Strip.
I don't know, but what do we do with Zaki? Hasn't raced for a month.
Yeah.
Comes off a setback. I don't know.
Would you take a short? I'm not going to take the short.
What was that? That was a fever, wasn't it? It had a cold.
High temperature, wasn't it?
Elevated temperature for the first time in its life. That's what Annabelle said on air that morning. The first time the horse has ever had an elevated temperature. And they get it. It's not uncommon with the horses, but she said it had to get it on the morning of the Cox Plate.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Wow.
I don't know. It's interesting to see what the market does with Ozaki pre-race tomorrow. Rose Hill is a $1 million race at Rose Hill. Race 7, the 2-year-old Golden Gift. Now, when you get home, Paddy, have a look at the video of this horse. Number 5, Shalaton, on debut. Settled second last, mile off the leaders from a wide gate. Ran on strongly, was beaten, I think, just under 2 lengths on the line. It was a very, very good run. He gets an extra 200 metres and a much better gate tomorrow. Number 5, Shalaton, in race number 7 at Rose Hill.
Hey, enter the conversation just quickly. I know you've got your show on after hours today. Hills did raise it, and it's a valid question. The effect of the Volandi's effect on the spring in Melbourne.
It has had an effect. Certainly the Manicato Stakes had an effect on that, with the Everest being the week before the Manicato, which Jonker won. Still a Group 1, but it was a much weaker Group 1. And, yeah, we do see some of these races being weakened. But the positive is there. When James McDonald won that Melbourne Cup on Tuesday, you could see the emotion. That meant more to him than winning an Everest on Nature Strip. Yeah. And you still can't beat these traditional races. No. I mean, you can throw all the money in the world at the Everest and that, but they still, to my mind, they're still not they're still not the races. Well, the jockeys don't mind winning them, but they'd rather win a Melbourne Cup. Yeah. I know the prize money's less, but...
What I did say to Hills, and I think is valid, that it has brought another facet of viewers...
It has. It's good. It's had us good. Yeah. But if you're talking about the Melbourne Carnival exactly, it has taken some of the horses away from the Melbourne Carnival.
Yeah.
And the jockeys.
But
there seems to be enough around, so those ranks might swell.
But it makes for great days too. We get not just great racing in Melbourne, but great racing in Sydney. Yeah. So that's the positive.
All right, mate. Plenty of tips there. Visit racingqueensland.com.au. There's so much action happening here. And as Chris said, our carnival is about to start. Tommy Hackett is the other side of this break. Time now for the latest news, though, thanks to Red Energy. For 100% Australian electricity and gas, switch today. Give them a call. That number, 131806. Back soon.